Now, friends, we come here in this 34th chapter to this new section, and I have labeled this the false shepherds and then the true shepherd and the future gathering of the flock. Now, this man, Ezekiel, has been declared a prophet. We saw that in the last verse, last time. Verse 33 of chapter 33 said, "And when this cometh to pass, lo, it will come, then shall they know that a prophet has been among them." They know now, because after all, Ezekiel's the only man that has said Jerusalem would be destroyed. All the false prophets have said it would not. Now the word of confirmation has come. Jerusalem is destroyed. And this man has been declared a true prophet. Now you would think that the people would turn to God. Well, they came and listened to Ezekiel. God says, don't let that deceive you, because the crowds are coming. They are listening, but they are not heeding what you're saying. They are not doers of the word at all. They're just listening. They like for you to talk now about love and the future and prophecy and all of these things, but it hasn't affected their life one whit. They're still living the same way, far from God. Now he has a word about these false prophets. He can label them now because they've been declared, all of them, liars. Verse 1 of chapter 34, "The word of the Lord came unto me, saying," and he didn't say it. God said this concerning them, "Son of man, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel. Prophesy and say unto them, thus saith the Lord God unto the shepherds, woe be to the shepherds of Israel that do feed themselves. Should not the shepherds feed the flock?" And that is quite interesting. Very candidly, I have always been opposed to promotion in Christian work, and that doesn't mean that there are not very many wonderful, fine works that should be supported and should have your support. But my point is that they should not be just a promotion agency. They should be feeding the people. They should give out the word. I had an afternoon service in the church that I served, and it descended, and it came down to a pretty low level. Everything came in there wanting to promote to get an offering. And we reversed that. We said, look, you have no right to try to fleece these people, try to get an offering from them until you give them something. And I feel that way about anything today. And that's the thing we try to make very careful on this. This program, and we're trying to keep it that way, we recognize there are many wonderful things that should be supported. We're not in that business. All we're asking is just enough to pay for the program. And we feel like that where you get your blessing, that's what you should support. And that my business should be not to beg all the time, but should be to give out the word of God. When I give out the word of God, I believe that I'm feeding sheep. And I think that's my business today. And my business is not to fleece them and share them all the time. And there's a lot of that going on today, friends. People should be given the word of God. Now, that was God's criticism of these false prophets. They had not given the people the word of God. And today, that should be, I think, the measure. Now, he goes on to talk here. Verse 4, "The diseased have ye not strengthened, neither have ye healed that which was sick, neither have ye bound up that which was broken." You see, all of us are needy people today, and the only thing that can minister to our deep needs is the Word of God. Now, if you don't give out the Word of God, you're not ministering to the people. It must be given out. And I don't think these little sermonettes or Christianettes by preacherettes, I don't think that quite does the job. That's my feeling, of course. And as I've said before, I could be wrong, but if I thought I was, I'd change. All right, verse 5. "And they were scattered because there is no shepherd, and they became food to all the beasts of the field when they were scattered." You see, when people are not being fed in a church, they'll scatter. They'll go around to where they can be fed. And no use criticizing them, finding fault, because sheep want to be fed. That's the nature of a sheep. And that's the nature of a child of God. He wants to hear the word of God. Now, God holds these shepherds responsible. Verse 7, therefore, ye shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. As I live, saith the Lord God, surely because my flock became a prey and my flock became food to every beast of the field, because there was no shepherd, neither did my shepherds search for my flock, but the shepherds fed themselves and fed not my flock. Therefore, O ye shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God, behold, I am against the shepherds, and I will require my flock at their hand. God says, I'm against them, and I'm as much opposed to them as I am any sinner or any sin, and I'm going to hold them responsible. We come now, beginning at verse 11, and here you have God's shepherd and the Lord Jesus. You know, he says, I'm the good shepherd, and he's coming. Ezekiel said he was coming, and friends, he's coming again because he hasn't fulfilled all the prophecies concerning his shepherding of this earth. Now, will you listen to this? Now we're beginning to move into the future. This is the encouragement for these people in captivity. They should listen to this, verse 11. For thus saith the Lord God, behold, I will both search my sheep and seek them out. He's the shepherd. He's the good shepherd. He is the great shepherd. He is the chief shepherd of the sheep. And he says, I'll search out my sheep. David says, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. And the thing that impresses me now in the rest of this chapter is the most wonderful statement that you can possibly find. I get a little weary of hearing what men do and what they have done and that sort of thing. This is a new note here. I will, God says. I've counted, and it could be more, I did it rather hurriedly, 21 times from verse 11 through 29, God says, I will. More than one time a verse, God says, I will, I will. That's grace when God says that, I will. May I say to you, that shepherd one day said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. I will rest you. I will. This is the shepherd. You see, I will give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. That's what my shepherd said. Wonderful now. Now listen to him. Verse 12, as a shepherd seeketh out his flock in the day that he's among his sheep that are scattered, so will I seek out my sheep, and I'll deliver them out of all places where they have been scattered in the cloudy and dark day. And he came 1,900 years ago, and he says, my sheep, hear my voice. You know why they hear his voice? Two reasons, because he's calling them. He's calling them. He's calling them today. And the second reason is that his sheep know him, and they hear his voice, and they know him. Oh, how wonderful this shepherd is. So will I seek out my sheep and will deliver them out of all places where they've been scattered in the cloudy and dark day. And I will bring them out from the peoples. I'll gather them from the countries. Now, this shepherd is talking about the nation Israel, the future of the nation Israel, what he's going to do in the future. They're down there now in captivity, and they're there because of their sins. And added to that, they listen to the false prophets. Now will you listen? He says, I am not through with them. I haven't thrown them overboard. He says, you are millennialists. You ought to read Ezekiel. Then you'd find out I'm not through with my sheep. And I intend to bring them back. Listen to him. Verse 14, I will feed them in a good pasture. Verse 15, I will feed my flock, and I will cause them to lie down, saith the Lord God. And when they lie down, they're safe. They're not safe today. That nation over there is not safe at all. Verse 16, I will seek that which was lost. This is the shepherd that when he got one sheep lost, he goes out after it. And for the nation Israel, he'll do that for the church today. That's what he says of the church today. There was a shepherd that had 100 sheep. One sheep got lost. What did he do? Forget it? So, man, if the little fellow wants to run off, after all, 99 sheep, that's a pretty good number to come through with. But this shepherd says, I started out with 100. I'm going to come through with 100. Vernon McGee's going to be there. Not because he's a smart sheep, because the sheep are stupid. He's going to be there because they've got a wonderful shepherd. And he says, I will. I will. I will. And again and again. Now, I want to drop down, verse 20. You go through this section, I will, again and again. Here it is. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God unto them, behold, I, even I, will judge between the fat cattle, between the lean cattle. God says, I'll separate the sheep and the goats. You remember, the Lord Jesus gave a parable. It says, an enemy came in, sowed tares. Then his servant says, well, let's go pull up the tares. He said, you let them alone. Both grow together. I'll do the separating. And I'm sure glad that's his job today. He's the one. Somebody comes to me and says, you think so-and-so's safe. I don't know. That's not my business. That's his business, not mine. He knows those that are his. He says he does. Now, verse 22, therefore will I save my flock. They shall no more be a prey, and I will judge between cattle and cattle. I will set up one shepherd over them, and he shall feed them, even my servant David. He shall feed them. I'm not going into this at this particular point, but it's my firm conviction that David will rule here on this earth. I think throughout eternity be the king over this earth. And he'll be the vicegerent of the Lord Jesus. We're told in the church that where I am, ye may be also. Now, I think he'll be in the New Jerusalem. We'll be with him there. Now, if he comes to this earth, we're coming also, but just for a visit. So don't buy real estate, too much of it down here. You won't be needing it. Be sure you are sending up plenty of material to build your good home over there. Now will you notice, verse 24, and I, the Lord, will be their God, and my servant David, a prince among them. I, the Lord, have spoken. Now, my friend, either you believe it or you don't believe it. Either this is the word of God, it's not. If it is, he's not through with the nation Israel. Now, verse 25, and I will make with them a covenant of peace, and I'll cause the evil beasts to cease from among the land. You see, it's quite interesting here that the land and the people go together. And when they are in that land being blessed, then the people are in right relationship to God. Verse 28, and they shall no more be a prey to the nations. They are today. Neither shall the beast of the land devour them, but they shall dwell safely, and none shall make them afraid. Why? Because God says, I will. And when he says, I will, he's going to do it.